Zondervan Audio Pages presents Last Light by Terry Blackstock, read by Dick Hill.
Last Light by Terry Blackstock, a restoration novel, Book 1. This book is lovingly dedicated to the Nazarene. Chapter 1. Denny Branning stepped down onto the tarmac, pulled out the handle of her carry-on, and glanced back up at her dad. He was just exiting the commuter plane as he chatted over his shoulder with the man who had sat next to him on the flight. Doug Branning had never met a stranger, which accounted for his success as a stockbroker. He had snagged some of his best clients on flights like this. The oppressive Birmingham humidity settled over Denny like a heavy coat. "It's temporary," she told herself. She wouldn't have to spend the summer here, just this last week of May, and then it was back to D.C., her new job, and the fiancé she had dreamed of for all of her 22 years. Yes, it was hot in the nation's capital, too, and probably just as humid, but its fast-paced importance made it easier to bear. As her father reached the bottom step, his small bag clutched in his hand, the loud hum of the plane's engine went silent. A sudden eerie quiet settled over the place, as if someone had muted all the machinery around them. The conveyor belt purging the cargo bin of its luggage stopped. The carts dragging the luggage carriers stalled. She smelled something burning. Her father seemed oblivious to the sudden change, so she fell into step beside him, rolling her bag behind her.
"Look out! It's coming in too fast!"